Welcome to the Cycling Matters Podcast, your weekly dose of local cycling news, culture, tips, product reviews, and discussions about our love for
bike.
The Cycling Matters Podcast is brought to you in cooperation with Ciclo. Hi, I'm Jan Belmonte.
I'm King Philart.
I'm Karen Sison.
And we are the Cycling Matters. We're here today to introduce to you our new podcast, the Cycling Matters Podcast. So, King, can you give us how did we go up? Let's talk to them about how we went about starting Cycling Matters.
Well, Cycling Matters, or CM for short. Actually, na-recruit lang talaga ako eh.
Ah.
Same. Why don't you tell us? Like, you know?
Okay, so Cycling Matters started in June 2018 last year, and before we invited you and later on. Karen, it was an idea between Brian Heron and I, but we were thinking of it separately. I actually personally started cycling as a bike commuter in January 2017.
Yeah,
I bought a mountain bike because I was so annoyed with the traffic, and then six months later, I would meet my cycling team. Hello, Team Loyola. Eventually. I started riding a road bike, and from there I just really never looked back. I started commuting almost daily to and from work, to like meetings with clients, business meetings and whatnot. And yeah, that kind of personal experience kind of led to like parang driving a car, or like being too dependent on to cars, especially since our public transportation isn't that reliable.
Yeah.
Parang relying on those stopped making sense, and cycling was more straightforward. And we felt that we could share that kind of passion and understanding of the sport and the mode of transport with other people. So yeah.
Wait, so my question, when you mentioned like you were thinking about it separately, like you were thinking about it without talking with Brian.
Yeah.
And then nag-usap lang kayo biglang, whoa, I'm
great
about
minds
that too.
Think alive.
Somewhat. Well, what happened, kasi ako naman, since I come from a design background, back then I was already thinking about starting like an app. But of course, that wasn't very feasible yet. So at some point lang, I'm not sure which one of us brought it up with the other. Pero nag-message, I think si Brian ang mentioned, he was like, "Jan, we need to start something." And then I was like, "Okay, actually, you know what? I have a document." And then I gave him an entire technical document about the app that I wanted to build.
Na prepared siya eh.
Oh, cuz like I was really trying to, parang prepare the thoughts until someone is available to jump in with me. And then yun, I showed it to Brian and he was like, "Okay, this is good, but we don't have the money to start an app. And first of all, we don't really have you're not really sure about the number of cyclists there are to actually make an app make sense." So we just thought now we could start the Cycling Matters advocacy, start a Facebook page and a website. And that was more Brian's idea, pushing information, since Brian has like what, 10, 15 years of biking experience.
Yeah, like
basta a lot.
Like
personally, like if I have a question about cycling, I always go to Brian because I know he knows so much.
Right. Brian is one of the partners at Cycling Matters. Right now he's in Australia, but soon enough we'll be introducing him, hopefully, in the podcast. Yeah. So yeah. Very exciting time. And after we started talking around June 2018, after a few months, come October 2018, we started the website. And that's when you came in, as well as Hide van der Waal and Joy Philart. And can you tell us more, King, about why we started the podcast?
Oh, bakit nga ba? Well, why start a podcast? Well, for me, kasi parang it's a new platform. Where you get to talk about different topics about cycling. And it's also a different platform na when you discuss, parang it's a safe space in a way na you can just talk about anything. wala yung mga toxic comment section. Well, wala pa.
Hopefully, it stays that way. That's
nice in the comment section.
Yeah. But it's more like, you know, you just talk about it. Kwentuhan lang siya. At saka, parang okay siya sa Pinoy, eh. Pinoy cyclists. Na parang, you know, tambay ka lang, hang out, and just talk about anything.
Mm. Podcast is also nice, no? Not everyone has access to our website, of course. Yeah. The other social media accounts that we have, and I think it's a way for us to be able to share knowledge from people within our community. No?
Yeah.
And we also want to make cycling siguro more accessible to people who are commuting. Mm-hmm. Ano ba? What other activities?
Yeah, then? And like I was thinking nga, for people na kino-consider mag-cycling or mag-bike commute, people in the car or like.
Especially in the car, because I feel like they're going to be stuck in traffic.
Exactly.
And they'll be like, oh my gosh, I do not want to deal with this anymore. So here's an alternative. So,
yeah, and then like, you just listen to these people na parang, you know, nagbabike commute and like, but mapapaisip ka eh. And that's what's the movement is about, you know, Cycling Matters. It's the advocacy, you know.
What's very exciting about the cycling community right now is that in the past 2 years since I started, bike commuting, I've seen so many people really switch to bike commuting and cycling as a sport in general, regardless of gender or social class. Like it's really a very accessible mode of transport.
Yeah. When you guys recruited me, na parang yung line was like, you know, the time is now. The time is ripe. You know, ang dami ng nagbabike, ang dami ng nag-explore ng mga possibilities ng cycling. And then may unique culture sa Filipinos, Filipino cycling community na it's like it's just there. Now we wanna promote, celebrate, we just wanna talk about it. So yeah, so kaya enjoying Cycling Matters and now kaya andito yung podcast. Like it's an avenue for us to talk about it also.
So yeah, to those who are already cyclists or bike commuters, I hope you can join in on the discussion. Or if you have people who you can suggest to come in as guests, that would be great. But also for people who are exploring cycling as a sport, a leisure activity, or a way to get around Metro Manila or anywhere in the Philippines, actually. I hope you can learn a thing or two about from our podcasts. So Karen, what can they expect from the podcast?
So things you can expect are regular discussions on pressing issues, like related to cycling, like for example, you know, bike lanes being built or and other things, controversial topics about cycling, because I'm pretty sure I know there are a lot, and you know, just anything like related to cycling in the Philippines, because I don't think there's no other podcast that talks about it, right?
So, yeah.
I think we're the first. Mm-hmm. Yes. And we're also going to invite some interesting guests over within the cycling community, like cycling apparel.
Or urban planners, transport planners, and even athletes. No?
Sana nga pati like government officials. Yeah. You know.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Yes, government officials.
Mayor.
Yes.
If you have stuff to say, you have a podcast.
Oh. Yeah, and you guys, the listeners, have a chance to join in on the conversation via the comment section, but please let's be nice to each other, because you know we usually don't like the comment section, but we want to make it a, you know, a conducive environment,
a safe place.
If anything, space. As cyclists know, one thing we're proud of as cyclists, or at least I'm proud of, when you're on the road is when you see one cyclist or another cyclist, just wave and say hi.
Actually, I super love that. Although when I was starting, I couldn't say hi to them because I couldn't raise my hand. Because I was like, I need to balance. But then eventually, like, I was super happy when I started, like removing, like, one hand from my handlebar and I was able to, like, say hi. Although I think at the time I was a bit too enthusiastic that sometimes they would look at me weirdly. Like they'd be like, okay. But it's just really nice, like, you know, knowing that like there are other cyclists out there, and it's not like, wala, like, how do I say this? Because like when you're in a car, you're just by yourself against every other motorist on the road. But at least like among the cycling community, it's a very welcoming community. Even though you don't know who that person is on the road, you know that you have a shared passion. Oh, well.
Yeah, you have a shared experience. You have a shared, you know, something.
Yeah, random conversations with security guards, actually. Other athletes on the road in Taktak. Or
you know what's funny? Like sometimes, nakalimutan ko na wala akong bike.
Yun nga.
Yeah, oh my gosh, same. Oh my gosh.
Sa cyclists, parang sila, parang, why?
You're awkward when you're driving. No?
Okay, me, as a pedestrian, okay, so, you know, like how bad our pedestrian infrastructure is in Metro Manila. So, sometimes, like, when I'm walking on the sidewalk, and then there's a motorcycle going at me, and I have to stop myself from saying, bike, bike! As in, I'm like, I'm not on the bike. So
yeah, very exciting time. We'll have a new podcast and more videos, of course. Hopefully, we can have this every week. This podcast is available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. We release new episodes every Monday. Just search Cycling Matters in your favorite podcast platform. Put on some earphones and enjoy the discussion. Of course, subscribe whichever platform you choose, may that be Spotify or Apple Podcast. Please subscribe to our podcast to get regular updates on our new episodes. You can catch more of Cycling Matters on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram, or on our website at cyclingmatters.ph. That's all for today. Goodbye. Ride safe, Philippines.